Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We're going to be going there probably about half past on the hour here. So if you've never had this experience, boy, just stay tuned here. This is a night that most people like to come on, and the light beings will do healings with you. It's very, very nice, very healing, very soothing. You get very relaxed, and you may actually have a physical healing done to you. So everybody just loves this show on Saturday nights. So let's talk about the light ship briefly here. It comes once every 2,000 years. The light ship is here to do the ascension, and that's why Jesus came 2,000 years ago to do the ascension also, and the light ship is back again now to help those who are willing to get rid of their densities and work on themselves so that you're able to incorporate your full spirit energy into your physical body. So we'll just continue on here. We'll first do some entity clearing. And entity clearing is one of the most important things that you could ever do in your life. You want to get rid of these energies, entities that are emotional bodies that come into you. They can cause addictions, force you to have addictions. They can force you to do different things that are not copacetic to your normal lifestyle. They can have you become actually really sick. You could become very angry as they bring the energy to you from their past body hoppings. So remember, these emotional bodies are what you may want to call ghosts, and everybody has them inside of themselves. These energies come into us because the emotional body needs a host to live on. And if they like you a lot, they'll come into you and stay for quite a while. And if they don't like you, they'll leave naturally. But what happens is in an addiction process, we'll just say that you're attempting to give up smoking. Well, you can go to all the different classes you like, go to, you know, self-help classes, you can go to a practitioner. And if you don't have these entities released from you, you will never get well because the entities are what's making you smoke. And you can have ones that come in and agree to stop smoking. Or maybe your spirit comes up once in a while, like pulling the handle of the slot machine down. You know, who's going to come up? If you're only 20% in your body, then you're 80% entities, equaling 100%. And when you're talking to entities, these entities will agree to maybe stop smoking, the one that's listening. And if you have 999 more of them in you, they may not want to do that. And if they don't want to do that, they'll continue smoking and force your body to smoke. So this is why you wish to get rid of entities. So I'm going to do an entity clearing now for everyone. The New Age movement, this would be called a soul retrieval. So here we go. We're going to be taking them out of your legs right now, starting from the bottom of your feet, working the way up here, going to your knees, going up to your waist now. And now we're going up into your second chakra area, we'll say, of your body, and moving up again, going into your power chakra region, heart, and now we're going from the shoulders down below here to the bottom of your feet. And your spirit is helping you release these energies also. Remember, it wants to get more of itself with you also. That's why it's here. So the reason why your spirit leaves you is because you got mad at someone. Anything that is not in pure love energy, at that point in time, if you're arguing or if you're taking drugs, if you become hurt, the pain will, all these things will allow your spirit to leave your body. And when you leave your body, naturally, you created a void, and entities are very willing to come in to take the place of your spirit. And then your spirit cannot come back in again. So here we go. Releasing energies from your shoulders on down. You might want to focus on an area that possibly is giving you pain right now. And this is being released from you. And there we go. Now we're going to be working with your head and your neck. A lot of people have neck problems. It could be from anything. So just kind of take note of your neck right now. You might want to move your neck from left to right. See how you feel. Maybe do a circle. Maybe do a yes and a no with it, go left and right. And we're taking out entities now. If you've got a pain, it might just leave you instantly. Remember, like attracts like. So if you have anything wrong with you, you're going to draw entities to you that resonate with that frequency of energy. Okay, working with your head now. And there. So, we cleaned you out as much as we can right now. I do special sessions for entities of people. It's normally an hour long. Sometimes it may take 2 hours to clean someone out. And once this is done, it really helps you out a whole lot. A lot of your traits and your personality leave you because it's not really you. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. And again, your spirit knows how to enter your body. It's been doing it for your whole lifetime, many, many times. And you're going to, on a count to 10, to command the energy. And you're coming in right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in a little bit stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sit back and contemplate. Do a body scan, and you might want to move around a little bit, get up and walk, and just see how your body is responding to having more of your spirit with you. If you feel warm, if you feel tingles in your body, and if you feel heavier, that's just normal because you're more in tune with yourself right now. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. So here we go. I'm going to go to your heart center and reposition that for you. Up to your throat chakra. Good. And third eye. Heals off with quite a bit of you here. So there's a lot of you on here that, there we go. Now it's in sync. Great. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. And now we're doing first chakra. Wonderful. You need an opening for the chakras, so here we go. We'll go body width to open up your chakras. So go to the heart first. I use the word spin to command the energy. And just sit back and relax. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And again, just kind of contemplate here. See how your body's feeling. You should have more energy in it. We're going to go do the wonderful mind-to-heart drop. So again, what we're going to do is have your mental body surrender its, say, force of will and come into love energy. I'm going to drop you down now. So if you're new to the program, just think of your forehead, your head itself, your awakening consciousness, where your thoughts are, as the 10th floor. And the first floor is your heart center. And you're going to be taking like a little elevator ride, dropping yourself down. And you may actually even feel energy in your body move as I go through one number to the next. So here we go. Going down, so 10th chakra, going down to the 9th. Excuse me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and again, just stay in your heart center right now and communicate with your spirit. Okay, if you're new to the program, I'd like you all to scroll down on your monitor screen. If you're not on the Creation Lightship Show, just click on it. And then scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see underneath the blinking flower this beautiful light being. We're going to activate her right now for you. She'll fill your room with wonderful love energy. So here she comes in. And we'll have to increase her energy, so here she comes. And just kind of watch your monitor screen, if you would. And you're going to see her eyes change a little bit. You're going to see her actually become more three-dimensional to you. And she'll put her life force energy directly into this picture here. You may see the rays around her forehead change. Become three-dimensional. This is happening as we speak right now. And we have a request for healing here. So we have the light being do it there. There's some people requesting breathing, maybe difficulties. Then someone else requested if they can have some kind of, in a sense, I guess, would be a detox of chemtrails. So here we go. We're going to have this light being do it for you here. Again, just sit back and relax, and we'll just see what can happen here. We're going to increase the energy here. We're going to also bring in, they want to bring in six male light beings to this picture, and they will change frequencies. So right now you have the females coming through. There's three of them, and they're going to step aside right now, and you're going to have six males come through. So I'm going to count to 10 as they come through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do some healing right now. So we're just going to be doing breathing. We're going to bring in oxygen number 15 here. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just take a deep breath. And you should feel the oxygen change in your room right now. And you may actually have a little better breathing here. Just keep taking some deep breaths. And the light beings will help you. They're actually working now with your lungs. And they're also going to be working with your sinuses right now. So here we go. Bring in another oxygen for healing. This one here they say is number 21. Each one's a little different on what it does. And here comes number 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to put some music on. Take some deep breaths here and just see how this healing is working for you. Remember, the healings are between you and the light beings, and they're doing as much as they can right now to assist you in healing. Now with auction number 27 coming in. Do one other clearing here, and this deals with entities also. We have a request here. Can entities attach to generations, families? Yeah, they can body hop. I don't see why an entity couldn't be with your family line for hundreds of years. So let's look at entities that have been with your family line for the say the 1500s through the 1600s, okay? So that 100 years of 1500s to 1600s and 1600 to 1700s, okay? So this is going to be a 200-year span. And we're going to take them out of you. And these are the ones that came to you during this 200-year time frame. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And I want you to actually notice if you feel a change in your body. And at 10, they're going to be released from you instantly. Here we go. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. They're gone. So if anybody wants to comment on the fast chat, you can just go beneath the light beam. It'll say BBS Fast Chat. Click on it. Just type your name in and a little short message there. So we'll see if my co-host is on tonight. So Sylvia, are you out there?
I'm out there. I'm here in cyberspace and welcome everyone. Tonight, as Ron said a little bit ago, is a night to go to the Creation Lightship, which we'll be doing in a little bit. We have a few other requests on the fast chat, so I'll just mention some of those to you, Ron, and see if there's time to take any of those up. We have someone asking for a relationship clearing.
Sure, we can do that right now. So there's many things in relationships. It's being around animals, flowers, could be a relationship, but I think you're probably meaning more the physical type of energies. So let's do a relationship clearing. So if you're a woman, we'll do a relationship clearing, which will be for men in your life, okay? And for a man, this will also include men in their lives. That could be a boss. It could be any type of male presence. Even your father, okay? So anything that's male, we're going to clear here. So let's release some cords. That would be the first thing to do for this clearing. Maybe you could be tied to somebody energetically. Either you attached to them or them attached to you. So we're going to do a cord clearing and cutting. So here we go. I would choose the word clearing. Cutting sounds kind of negative sometimes. So these cords will be released from you. So this is energy that this person has attached to you, either willingly or unwillingly. And we're going to do this a little differently this time. We're going to do the cords that are attached behind you on your backside. Normally the cords in front of you, you allow that to have happen because you can actually see them. Remember, your spirit looks forward more than it looks from behind you. But the both cords shouldn't really be there from behind or in front of you, but we'll first do the ones behind you. So this is kind of like the old saying, you know, you got stabbed in the back, we'll say, okay? So here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. And now we're going to release cords that this male person is attached to you, and this is cord that you gave to them, either willingly or unwillingly. Maybe you want somebody to do something, and so you keep projecting your energy to that person, and this produces a cord instantly. Once you think of a thought of someone, you are connected to them energetically. So here we go. This is stuff that you did to someone else, and you're going to get your energy brought back to you. So sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And you may just take a mental note here, do a body scan, see how you feel. I'll put some music on here for a second so you're able to actually connect with the energy. And then we'll do the females in your life here. Sometimes either race of people, not race, but either gender can be just as strong as the other. Females in your life. So here we go. Again, these would be energies that have been connected to you on the back side of you. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this is energies that you projected out and connected to someone else on their back side. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, I'd like you just to take a note of that, and then we'll do the front side of you. These are ones that you know about on some level of consciousness. Again, take a note of this here. Hopefully you felt that experience here. Remember, this is all for your own awareness, so you can understand what people do to other people. Now we're going to do the same clearing. This is for men in your lives right now. Doesn't matter what gender you are. So this would be for men that are connecting to you on the front side of you. So, and they should not be there either. Nobody should be able to, or should that, well, let's start over again. People should not connect to anyone else. So with to pull off energy, because you have your own energy. And someone else's energy is not really too conducive to anyone else, because when you attach to someone else's energy system, energy field, you're not only getting a little bit of divine energy, but most of it is going to be emotional traumas that you're bringing to yourself. but we don't know that, so we try to get through energy, and then you have more baggage. So here we go. These are cords connected from a male to you, front side. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Again, take a note of this here, and I'll put the music on again for about a half a minute and get that awareness going so you can understand kind of what's happening to your body. It's very, very important to realize what's happening to you through cording. From a female in your life. And here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Step further with this here. Maybe there's somebody in your life that keeps recycling, keeps coming to you. It's always on your mind. Maybe you think about this person and maybe you want to throw up. You just can't get them out of your energy system. So what we're going to do is a healing on this here for yourself. And we're going to have to bless them out of your life with love energy. So the males are here to do this for you. Think of this person right now and they're going to put divine love between you and them. And just think of this person as a divine being, but just that they're a little bit lost, and maybe you are too, in a sense, and this person keeps coming back into your life. And you need to have revealed to you why they're in your life. So sit back and relax, and if you can't hear your spirit, ask for the divine beings to definitely help you. Shortly here. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. So, hope everyone's enjoying the wonderful healing. And before we go to the ship, I'd like to mention something actually that's new on the page of the Grace and Light ship on the BBS radio. And you can see it up above the light being. And there's a little place where you can click on if you'd like to make a donation for the radio program. And you may not know that Ron actually spends quite a bit of his own money to support this mission and to pay for this radio show, and does it just because he wants to help everyone and get the mission of the Lightship done for the Ascension. So just very good-hearted of him, and if you'd like to contribute to that, that would be very wonderful. Very easy to do. Thanks to Nima, who set that up for us. So you can just click on the little PayPal link there if you would like to make any kind of love offering for this program. So that would be very appreciated, and I hope everyone's enjoying that wonderful oxygen. Boy, I don't know about you, but that made such a difference in my room, just being able to breathe the air and the wonderful healing. So thank you very much for that, Ron. And do we have time, Ron, for a couple more questions before we go to the ship?
Yeah, we could do that, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're answering people's questions on the fast chat and their healing requests. So I have a question about what we can do to shield ourselves from cordings and those kinds of things.
Boy, that's a really good question. I can tell you what I do. I don't normally take on cords. I get them once in a while, but I try to always be out of judgment. And if the energy comes to me, or there's a confrontation or anything like that, I allow the energy to go through my body, okay? If you put up resistance, or you think a thought and get tied into the event that's going on, okay, at that point you can be corded by everyone else that's involved with that particular situation, okay? That's number one. But the main thing is not to tie into it. And then also realize that everyone is expressing, hopefully, who they want to be. And going a step further, these people may be expressing entities. So when you get into an argument with somebody, realize that you're not probably even talking to the person that you knew maybe a half an hour before the argument, okay? So really, most arguments are entities arguing. This is why you get all upset, your body temperature, you know, gets really warm. Entities are there just loving this emotional trauma that you're going through, loving the heartache, loving the pain, because they live on that energy. Remember, your spirit will never argue with anything. So just remember, when you're not in your body enough and you do take on and tap into and resonate with certain energies, and if it's not of the loving kind, then entities will come into you, and they'll do all these arguments or cause all this stuff. And once you realize that, you understand that the human race is very compromised here because people are not in their bodies. That's what Jesus spoke about. Forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And that's part of that information, you know. The other part is actually the extraterrestrial mind control that's here. But forgetting that aspect, if you're in your body, you won't probably get into an argument because you can be very mellow and allow things to flow through you. So the issues that you're dealing with when an argument comes about is because your body also would like to release that energy out of it that's blocked. And so at first it may not wish to have a confrontation. It's just bringing you to a situation. But then entities hop on board, and all of a sudden it can escalate very, very quickly. And then you end up into an argument, or you feel hurt or sabotaged. So just know that the people that you're dealing with that are causing this, and it could even be yourself, it's entities that are playing this game on you. So calm down, take a deep breath, and ask your spirit to kick out the entities that are in you. Could be hundreds, if not thousands, that want to come along for the ride to partake of your freely given emotional energy that you're emitting from your spirit. So you're just completely giving them all the energy that they need to live on. You're draining yourself, causing yourself harm. And breathe into it, get back into center, connect with your spirit, and all of a sudden you're going to be walking away from that situation. Don't get tied into it. You're not here to experience lessons. You're here to understand about life here and to be creative. And so that's about all I could really probably say to answer that question. But it's entities that you're dealing with. Your spirit will never get into an argument, would never cause any harm to anybody, because that's pure love energy. So if you're not dealing with love energy, then you're not dealing with spirit. You're dealing with energies that are attached to you, connected to you, maybe downloaded to you by the extraterrestrials that are out there that want to take away your personal power or religion. So just get back into yourself. Like Jesus said, the kingdom is within, and that's where your peace resides. So get peaceful, go inside, and walk away from that situation. Don't get tied into it.
So, let's see, we're getting short on time, so I want to make sure we can get to the ship. I'll just mention to you, Ron, a couple of the things that were requested for healings, and maybe we can visit those rooms on the ship that would pertain to that. We had a couple of requests for healings for glands, like adrenals and different glands like that. Also someone asking for help with things like self-motivation and self-confidence. So I don't know if there's anything we can do for that, but I'll leave that in your hands.
Okay, well, let's go to the light ship. And so this is the first time, and this will be a nice experience for you. You're taken up out of time. Remember your vibration. You're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And we only know that when we're here when we're turned on. We don't realize that we're not here when we're off, okay? It's like the light bulbs in your house being turned off and on and off and on. They always look lit. So in the off stage, you're going to be on the light ship. This takes about a second to do. And this part of the program will not work on the archives. There will be energy coming off of your monitor screen if you tune into an archive here, but you will not be going to the light ship. So right now we're connecting with everybody listening live. And if you wish, you can bring up maybe your animals and your pets. Just think of them now in your consciousness, and we're going up right now. And now we're there. We're being scanned. I'll just speed this up real quick for us here. We're going into the orientation room. The scanning is to see what's wrong with us. In the orientation room, we're selecting the doctor teams of light beings that we wish to work with. And most of these beings are typical physical beings like us. Tall ones, short ones. There's also mineral and water spirits there. There's dolphins and whales. There's a whole slew of things on the light ship because this is where creation started and is still in the process of creating. So we're here to have healings for ascension. And here we go. We're in the first room. This is a room to do detoxification of our body. So we're in a room where they have hot tubs. You might find your body temperature increasing. We can be in many, many rooms at one time. I can only see one of these rooms. We're going to go into a room where they have an oxygen chamber. This is a circular chamber. It's silver on the outside. This one here is about 6 foot in diameter by about 12 foot tall. Inside of there is like bubbly water, and we're in this chamber right now. We're breathing perfectly fine, and this is to help to oxygenate our body. We're also in another location. And I'm seeing St. Germain, so we're going to go to St. Germain's room. Very, very beautiful room. It's full of the violet energy. And we're in the room right now. And I'm going to bring in that energy down into your room now so you can experience this pure divine violet energy from St. Germain. Here it comes. And here comes St. Germain also. So just stay open. These energies come in through your ceiling typically. Your whole room will be filled with it. And here it comes. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, just kind of sense, communicate with Saint Germain, he's with you. And Saint Germain naturally takes many, many forms. through other planets, other universes that he goes to, but we kind of have a picture of him down here. You can see him in different books. His picture is how he chose to sort of be recognized down here. A very miraculous being. So here we go. We're going to go to another location. And it looks like the little seahorses want to come and do some healing work with us. So we're in a large swimming pool. And this pool has these three seahorses. And they're fairly large. They're about the same size as our physical bodies here. So here we go. We're going to go on them or be in the water with them. It's up to you. And they'll communicate to you through mental telepathy. We're in the silver water that sparkles like diamonds. And here we go. And they're right now. And we're in another location. And they're going to be working with our spine, working with our nervous system, working with our vertebrae. So again, request healing. You might find that your back is actually getting warmer in different locations where you may have an injury and or maybe some type of work is being done to your disc that you may not even know about. Going into another location, and they're going to be working with our hip joints, our hip sockets. So again, request healing. They can actually take the energy. If you had an accident where you had maybe metal pins in your body, they can take those and make them into the resonance of bone. And all of a sudden, all your aches and pains will go away. So this is a request for you if you have that condition. The females are coming to work on our shoulders, to work on the bottom of our feet. So they do like a special toe massage on us. They work with our ball of our foot. They'll start massaging your ankles. So this is very, very nice. You might want to just take your shoes off and allow this to have happen. Another team of females are working on your neck and your shoulders. So the females don't always come. The males do almost all of the work on the light ship. The females are the interface between us and the male doctors. So they actually tell the males what to do. People ask me, how come you always bring in male doctors? Well, that's because their job is to do the major healings. And the females do show up at times like they are right now for us. And they do have a different energy than the males naturally, just like down here. They're working now with our eyes and our ears, doing the head-related type of healings. You might find your saliva changing as you're checking out your teeth and your gums. And just kind of take note of where I'm talking here. Right now, I see them working with our wrists. Some people out there may have a problem with their wrists, maybe carpal tunnel. They're working on that for you. You might want to move your wrists back and forth, maybe in a circle, whatever you need to do. And just feel the energy changing. They're also working now with our joints on our fingers, our knuckles. So move your hands back and forth, wiggle your fingers. Do it kind of slowly. And keep requesting healing. Here we go. I see him working also right now on some people who have maybe, lack of words, maybe a torn ligament or something, maybe on their ankle. I see him working with our knees here. What I'd like you to do after this show is just to get up and walk around, stretch and twist. If you have any bones that are popping in place, it's because they helped you out with this process here. What they're doing next is working on our adrenal glands now. They feel a surge of energy happening. We're going into another room where they're working with our immune system. And in this room, normally what happens is your body temperature could increase if it's deficient. It's like going into a wonderful shower. There's many different colored lights shining around you. And next we're going into a room where they have this gigantic waterfall. And this waterfall that we're seeing now has the green energy of water coming down. So the water is actually green. It's like raindrops. And it's coming down around us, cleansing our auric field. So this will be very wonderful. Again, just sit back and relax here. I'll put some music on for a couple of minutes so you can actually partake in these wonderful healings here and try to experience these light beings helping you. Might just close your eyes and relax here. go. Next, we're going into another room. This is a room where they're going to be giving us some special nutrients. This room is a room where they have special plates. There's two plates of gold energy, and we're putting our hands on it right now. You may feel your fingers buzz. So kind of put your hands out in front of you as if you're actually touching two golden plates. And you may start to feel this energy flowing through your body. Right now it's sampling the nutrients in your body. Now we're going to go into this special room that's going to give us what we're lacking. So we're going into it right now. And again, we're putting our hands on two other plates now. And they're going to start the procedure here. And you're going to find that your body is actually being energized within probably 5 seconds right now. Yeah, now it's starting. And this takes about maybe a half a minute to do. So kind of take note of how your body is responding. You may feel more alert afterwards. You might feel fatigue leave you. And you may actually start to feel actually physically full like you ate some food. So this is almost done now. Okay, here we go. We're coming out of this room. So you just have the nutrients that you need right now to put you back into balance. We're going into another location right now, and this is where they're going to be working with our hormones. So if you have any concerns there, request healing. Another room we're going into is where they work with our lungs and our heart. They're going to reposition our heart inside of our body cavity here. You might find your ribs being moved a little bit, and they're working with this right now. So they're doing a rib cage adjustment to us here. They're checking out each individual rib. Remember, we're out of time, so we can be up there for quite a while. And they're moving our ribs around a little bit. Take a deep breath. And you may feel that your heart is being relocated right now as I speak. And they're taking out some fatty tissue that's preventing your heart from beating properly. And they're working now with our lungs. They're putting some colored lights inside of our lungs right now for healing, to heal tissue that could be cancerous, it could be infected, just many, many things. So here we go. They're working with our lungs right now. Take another deep breath. Exhale. And just kind of see how you're breathing capabilities are. Normally in this process, most people, for what I'm told, after I talk to them, they feel about 20% more breath. And now we're going into another room where they have more oxygen treatments for us. So we're having a special chamber there. This is a circular chamber. It's round, about probably looks like about 8 foot in diameter. There's a chair in there which we're sitting in. And they're going to force the oxygen into our body under pressure. And we're in this room right now. And they're bringing into us oxygen number 18. So if you want to take a deep breath, you can actually sense that oxygen, taste the oxygen. We'll be in this room for the next couple of minutes. So I want to put the music on. And again, take note of the healings that you're having. And also request healings. You might want to get up and walk around a little bit. Check out your body. Remember, they always see you as perfect. So if you don't ask and request, they will not work with you because they can't. Because you're perfect. Whole and complete. Where they can help us release physical body pain out of our bodies. So request your healing. We'll be coming back from the light ship here down here in about a minute. So request your healing. Going back into the orientation room. We're thanking all the doctor teams for working with us. The healings are between you and them. These are the beings that are here for the ascension process to help people ascend if they're willing to do the work on themselves to come into that higher state of consciousness with their spirit. And here we go. We're going now into the transporter room. We're coming back right now, and now we're here. So I'll mention an event that I'm having a week from now. It's the WESAC Festival in Mount Shasta. I'll be here in Mount Shasta with the Light Infusion Chamber. And the WESAC Festival, the cost for that is $300. If you wish to get a discount, you can go to Troika St. Germain's website, troikastgermain.com. She was on BBS a while back. And I believe you get a $50 discount. If you want to see the speakers there, you can. But if you want to go in to see the exhibitors, it's in a different location. And there's no charge to walk into the doors to see the exhibitors and what they're doing there and what they're selling. So I'll be in there with the light chamber doing special sessions for people. After that, I'm going back to New York the first weekend in June. So I'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. And hope to see the people on, if you're here or there on the East Coast, do come up and see me. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you, and good night.
One more thing, which is wonderful, if you enjoyed this Creation Lightship healing experience tonight, you can actually take part in a four-hour conference call healing session where you're 4 hours on the Lightship. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's something Ron does about once a month. And I believe that's the Saturday after the WESAC. So that would be, I believe, the 24th of this month. And it's very easy to do, very affordable. And the healings that you can get, as you can imagine, during that length of time are just really remarkable. So I'd love to have all of you on that conference call. Something very magical and wonderful that happens, so hope to see you there. So I guess we'll just say good night, and we'll see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And until then, much love to all of you, and stay heart-centered. Have a wonderful weekend.